Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Let's go to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline next, where we'll bring in one of the original friends of the show. And especially when the Haslams first got here, Jeff, I'm sure you remember this. J.W. Johnson was one of the first to join us once the Haslams took over the team. And it's always an honor and a pleasure to have him back on with us. He's the executive vice president of the Browns, part of the ownership group. J.W., how you doing? How's the family going? How's the family doing?
Hey, doing well, guys. How are y'all?
Good, J.W.
We're hanging in. Yep, we got you. Everything's good. Can you hear us? That's the important part.
I got you. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah, I was just thinking about back how we did that first interview about NFL road tests. I think that was the last time I was on the program. So it's been a few years. So glad to be back.
Well, we're glad to have you back on. First of all, let's start talking about the uniform release the other day. I know you were involved with that, and you did a great job of teasing us about things that were coming up in that. Your thoughts on the uniform release, and are you happy with them?
Yeah, listen, I think it couldn't have gone better for us. I said before, we had to jump through a lot of hoops to be able to get the content, the video, to be able to get that done. We had to cancel multiple shoots. We wanted to have a lot of our core guys. We were going to do everything out in L.A. in a great studio and had a big, elaborate production. I think the production turned out as well as it could have without having our guys there. But from the content side, super happy from the launch, really excited. Obviously, we've gotten great publicity. The fans, the players. I mean, I think, I don't know if you follow Nick Chubb on social media, that's the first time I've ever seen him dance and get excited about anything, even, you know, scoring an 88-yard touchdown against the Ravens. He wasn't that excited. So I think our guys are fired up about the jerseys. Our fans are. We're excited. I think I'll be more excited when we can see them, see our players wearing them in First Energy Stadium this fall.
JW, the uniforms are obviously what we've seen before. You know, there's some tinkering here and there. Was it easy for you guys to say, you know what, the fans loved these uniforms, the team loved these uniforms, let's go back and, you know, tinker just a little bit, but let's go back to what we used to be? Or was there an urge to say, let's redesign these things and really give it another kind of a different look?
No, I think, you know, back in 2015, we changed for different reasons. Obviously, you know, we wanted to get back to who we are and who we'll always be. And like I said, you know, the Browns are an iconic, classic franchise, right? I mean, our uniforms, you know, we want to speak for ourselves while we're playing on the field. So, you know, going back, we said, listen, let's just get back to who we are, who we want to be forever. And, you know, the stripes on the socks, the stripes on the pants, you know, we don't need a big flashy word mark. We know who we are. We're the Browns. You know, our helmet, our colors, that exemplifies who we are. We just wanted to get back to our roots. And I think that's what we did here. To your point, there are some subtle modifications with, you know, the numbers being a little more custom made to kind of the word marks that we have for the Browns. So, you know, we wanted to get back to who we are. And I think these uniforms exemplify that.
Were you surprised by the input from the fans on orange pants? And let me ask you, is there another roster in the closet?
You know, we'll just have to wait and see. I realized that the orange pants were a big deal, you know. So, like I said, I've already reached out to the NFL, and we'll see if they can help us out with orange pants, and maybe our friends at Nike can help. But we got it. We got some work to do. We wanted to kind of stick with the true kind of, you know, traditional home and road. But We'll see. Orange pants. We'll have to wait and see what we can come up with. But I've heard the fans loud and clear. Let me tell you that they are they're blowing me up on Twitter. But all very positive though.
JW, are you surprised at all at the reaction of the players? Because they obviously didn't wear these in the past, and right. Most of them, you know, aren't from Northeast Ohio. They don't know the history of that uniform. But apparently, as football guys, they know enough about it. Did it surprise you at all that the response from your guys has been overwhelmingly positive?
Well, I think just our guys, or even just football players in general, mean they like the classic looks, right? I mean, like I said before, you know, us back in the 80s and you know, we came back in the early 90s and, you know, the Bears, the Packers, I mean, even to the, you know, our friends in Pittsburgh, you know, all these different true classic teams, you know, their uniforms just speak for themselves. They don't need a lot of flash. And they want their name and their reputation to be played on the field, not by how cool the jersey is. And so I think our players realize that. They've seen enough highlights. You know, I know Coach Stefanski and other guys in the past, you know, we show highlight reels of the great Browns in the past. And those were the guys that are wearing the uniforms that we've just kind of come up with. So they're definitely history buffs. They're excited to kind of get that traditional look again. And it's great to see. I mean, I think we did a quick peek back when we announced Odell and showed him what we were looking at. And I think you saw his reaction the other day and his reaction then. I mean, they're psyched to kind of have this classic clean look again.
JW, I just want to switch here just a little bit. I'm really curious your thoughts on the NFL draft coming here, knowing that, I mean, your wheelhouse was, you know, years at CBS and River Media and understanding, you know, the nuts and bolts of how these things work. What are your thoughts about the draft, in particular, the execution of the draft coming from the general manager? And I'm just curious if you've had any input in just the setup and how these work from a technical standpoint.
I'm glad I'm in the position I'm in now and not in TV production covering the draft. I'll say that right now. I think everybody's going to have their hands full. I know they've been working hard. We've been talking to those folks regularly. It'll be interesting. I mean, we'll see how it all shakes out. It's definitely a draft that we'll never forget. But you know, I think it'll work out just fine. You know, I think there's the technology today, the way we're conducting meetings and doing things now. I think we'll be okay. I think I've got multiple internet lines here and generators coming and all that type of stuff. And we're doing the same thing for Andrew and other people. So we're doing everything we can to be prepared and backed up and ready to go. So, when we're on the clock, we make the right pick.
I hadn't thought about that. Generators are probably a pretty good idea, JW, just in case. You never know with the winds in April. You know, it can get windy and knock some power out.
Woke up the other day to snow, which I was not expecting. But, yeah, our friends at Ohio Cat, who are great partners of us with the Cleveland Browns, they're helping us out. And I think I've got my generator coming over here at some point today. So, but, yeah, you never know. We got to be backed up. I mean, we got to be prepared.
That's a good idea. Hey, I must say, I was campaigning for the elf somewhere, JW.
Well,
tell me what's good.
Brownie is out forever a part of the Browns, you know, history. He's not going anywhere. You know, we'll have plenty of other merchandise with Brownie out there. But I know we might even get creative this year and kind of ask our fans how they want the field to be painted. So we might even create a little poll to see how we want the end zones done. If we want something at the 50, you know, we think now is a great time to, you know, we want to hear our fans, and they're so passionate. Like I said the other day, they're truly undefeated. And so we may even come out with a little poll to see how we want the field to be painted for this season too. So stand by for that.
I feel better now. Thank you.
As long as you get a little elf.
I gotta have the elf somewhere. Yeah. Come on, he's Brownie.
J-Dub, can you talk about your role with the team, and you know, just kind of explaining how, you know, when we first talked, you know, you were just part of the family, and then in 2018 you became executive vice president and part of the ownership, a bigger part of the ownership group than we have sure. seen before as fans. Can you just talk about your role with the team?
Yeah, so obviously, first year or so, I was drinking water from a fire hose when we first moved here. But, you know, since 2012, when we got involved, I obviously was involved, but learning. We were still living in Tennessee at the time, and, you know, was working at River and then started my own business at Three Sons Media, but was here for drafts, came to practices, was just engaged and continuing to learn. I think, you know, when Jimmy and Dee asked us to move here, obviously it was an honor and a privilege to be to have a real role within the organization. And so I think day to day, I'm doing a little bit of everything. It's heavy focus with our media and our marketing team. Obviously been, you know, super engaged with the uniform launch, our game day content, our Building the Browns programming, anything along those lines. Worked very closely with Dave Jenkins and the business team from partnerships to ticket sales to you name it, all any type of initiative. So, and then football, I'm engaged and involved. Obviously, we were involved in the coaching search, the GM search, et cetera. From a personnel side, Andrew and those guys, they do their thing. We're not, you know, getting super engaged there, but we're learning, we're listening, we're asking questions, we're pushing them to kind of always be thinking. So, to be honest with you, it's just kind of encompassing everything. And, you know, owner in training, I think, is something that we've also put in the title.
JW, I've been really impressed with what Andrew Berry has done since taking over. And I don't know that any of us had any clue. But he went out in free agency, and the words that we've used, methodical, systematic, you know, filled a couple of big holes early with some big contracts, and then found guys who were young with upside, maybe some disappointment earlier in their careers, but still young with upside, and brought mm-hmm. them in on shorter deals. And to me, that's just a really smart way of doing things. Do you think that kind of an approach is indicative of what we're going to see from Andrew in a draft situation, or is that what he's thinking in free agency to get this team ready for the draft, and then who knows what happens?
Yeah, listen, Andrew has always got a plan A, B, and C. You know, we knew what the targets were, what we were looking for in free agency. We knew the holes that we had to fill. I mean, offensive line is obviously was a big part. You know, we were excited to get Jack and as well, you know, tight end, you know, have, and especially with the offense that coach is going to run with Hoop. So, you know, guys did a good job. They were very methodical, had a great plan, executed it properly. If something fell through, we had a backup. So as far as the other, you know, one-year deals, I think it's just smart. Let's see how these guys do. 1 year, let's go ahead and prove it. You know, we're pretty good in the cap space. So these guys do a great job. Hey, we want you to be a part of the Browns, and let's continue. So I think the way they handled the free agency was a 10 out of a 10. And, you know, we'll see what happens in the draft. You know, the guys have done a good job. We know what we positions of need, and we'll try to focus on that. And if we can't, we'll just continue to look for the best player available.
J-Dub, last question for you. $1.5 million gift to, you know, help Northeast Ohio with COVID relief from the Browns, from the family. And the relationship between the Browns and the Greater Cleveland Food Bank has been outstanding for years. I've had the honor of hosting a bunch of events at the stadium. Just can you touch on that for a second and how important it is for your family to be a part of, you know, helping out Northeast Ohio here?
Yeah, listen, I think we said this from day one, and when we first got involved in Cleveland with the Browns and then obviously with Ohio in general with now with the crew, you know, we're all in, right? And I think giving and supporting the community is always something the family has done, will continue to do. You know, we're just happy to do it. I think, you know, we're also doing our part here with the jersey sales, with our Hats Off to Hero program, which was a no-brainer. We're excited to do it. We're happy to do it. You know, I'm starting to see some early reports. The sales have been through the roof, so it'll be great to see how much actually we can get out of these sales to give back to these people that are putting their lives on the line so we can stay healthy and get through this crisis. We're just happy to give back and be a part of this community, and you know we'll continue to do that as long as we're here, and we don't plan on going anywhere for a while. So
happy to be a part of this.
JW, thank you so much. We appreciate your time. Let's see if we can get an elf for Jeff somewhere. Somewhere. Well, let's try to get him Brownie the elf.
When we get
somewhere.
The poll out there, we'll make sure you guys have to vote. So about the field. So we need your feedback.
Brownie at midfield, JW. I'm gonna start the campaign.
All right. Well, hopefully we can do this again and not wait 8 years or whatever it's been. So really appreciate it, guys. Thanks for having me on, and y'all stay safe.
Thanks, hey, JW, we have regular slots open now available till the season starts, so you're welcome to join us every week if you want to.
We'll see. We'll come up with some type of fun segment for sure. Maybe I'll get my kids on the phone. I think they'll be excited about talking to you guys, too.
We're all in. All right. Thank you, JW. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon.
All the best, guys. Go Browns.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.